State Senate Leader Phil Berger says he doesn't envision any changes to House Bill 2, including one revision requested by Governor McCrory. Berger also said he'll push for a 2% state budget increase, including another round of teacher raises. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Berger spoke at the State House to preview the session that begins Monday. One of the main issues he addressed was House Bill 2.
No, I do not support repealing the bathroom safety bill.
He was referring to a provision that overturned Charlotte's new anti-discrimination ordinance, which would have allowed transgender people to use the bathroom of their gender identity. But HB 2 does more than that, including banning discrimination lawsuits in state courts and preventing local governments from setting their own minimum wages. Even Governor McCrory, who signed the bill, has called for revising the lawsuit ban, but Berger is resisting.
I am not, as I stand here, ready to say, and I don't know that I would at any point be ready to say that we're going to make any changes. I just don't see the need for it.
Berger said HB 2 doesn't do any of the things critics claim. He focused on the bathroom provision, repeatedly referring to it as the bathroom safety bill. It's actually called the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act. The Senate leader said he expects the budget to be the major issue in the short session. He said state revenues appear strong again this year, and he supports a spending increase of 2%. That could include another round of teacher raises. Berger supports the governor's goal of raising the average teacher salary in North Carolina above $50,000. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.